Well, welcome, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed visiting briefly these different cities around the world that we've been talking about. And this is Doris.
And I'm Joe.
And Lois.
And Lois, we've enjoyed hearing about your travels, and Joe wants to go all those places we've been talking about.
I am so envious.
He wants to get here now, and Lois wants to get out and eat that food again. We've had a good time talking about these interesting cities. And whenever you go someplace, take notes. I wish I had taken more notes when
I
traveled.
Me too, Doris. I do too.
Don't you wish you had?
Yeah, I really do.
So keep a little diary.
I think I'm going to start that. We're just about to start the new year, so maybe that's a good New Year's resolution.
That's right, Lois.
There you go.
That's good. Hey, that's coming up. Well, you know, when you travel to these places, you don't want to be sick, that's for sure. Because it's terrible to be sick when you're at home, but it's worse when you're traveling. So what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about how to stay healthy while traveling.
Now that's important, is you won't enjoy it if you're not healthy.
No. You know, Doris, we had one child that always got sick for 24 hours on any trip we went on.
Oh, no.
So I really have enjoyed this article because I don't ever want that to happen to me.
Well, that's true. And I have to travel with a choir sometimes, Heavenly Melody. And if they get colds and they're sick and they can't sing, oh, it's terrible.
Yes.
Try to keep well.
And I think it's so stressful. It's one thing to be sick at home, but to be sick on a trip and everyone else is having fun.
I know, and you can't do anything.
And you're in the hotel room or the cabin or whatever, and you're just sleeping and trying to get rid of maybe your fever.
Oh, Lois, let's hurry up and find out how they can stay healthy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's read about that. Let's take our article today on page 20 and pay attention as we find out how to stay healthy while traveling.
How to stay healthy while traveling. Nothing ruins a vacation or business trip like not feeling your best. Whether it's a long-haul flight that leaves you sleepier than usual, or a seven-night cruise that has you queasy, travel is constantly challenging your well-being. Travel Pulse consulted family physician Dr. Mia Finkelstein to uncover some of the easiest ways travelers can ensure their health won't negatively impact their next trip. A cold or jet lag. Jet lag can often make you feel like you are coming down with a cold. The most common signs of a cold will be congestion and possibly a fever, Finkelstein told Travel Pulse. Typically, these two symptoms are not part of the jet lag most people feel. Jet lag symptoms will typically include disturbed sleep, daytime fatigue, stomach problems, and a general ill feeling or mood changes.
Well, there's some very good advice right here. And as we were saying at the beginning of the program, nothing ruins a vacation or a business trip more than being sick.
It's so true. You have all these expectations of how the trip is going to go. You get off the plane, and instead of an adventure, you have a cold.
Well, you know, Lois, we were talking about it because your husband flies planes, and you travel going back to Toronto and all. And don't you think these long haul or long trips, we call them the long haul flights, don't they leave you sleepier than usual when you get off of the plane?
I think they do. Oftentimes, long haul or a long flight is usually more than 6 hours. So you're changing time zones. Usually, unless you're going straight from the top to the bottom of the globe kind of thing. But it does. It's hard on your, we say it's hard on your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because everything's changing, right?
So it's hard to get used to that. We'll talk about some of these problems here. But it also mentions even on a cruise, if you go on a cruise, you might be queasy. Now, I haven't been on a cruise, but I've crossed the ocean twice on a freighter coming out to Asia, and I'm telling you, you get queasy.
Right.
And I never want to go on a boat again after that because, you get so seasick on there, a long trip like that.
Right, and that's the problem sometimes for people who spend all this money to go on a cruise. They had no idea that they were one of the few people that will feel queasy the whole trip. Can you imagine? That would be terrible.
Right. To have that sense of feeling sick, nauseous, unsettled.
Seasick. Oh.
And just when you're supposed to enjoy the vacation of your dreams.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Travel Pulse.
I see that Dr. Mia Finkelstein, she really wants to help us, you know, travel better.
Right.
And she has some great suggestions here.
Okay, and what we're going to find out what they are. Now, maybe you could get a cold or jet lag. They're both pretty bad.
Right, and so jet lag, we all have that feeling. You're traveling across different time zones, and you just feel terrible. And jet lag can often make you feel like you're coming down with a cold. And maybe you have congestion fever. And so you have to ask yourself, is it a cold or am I just tired from jet lag?
Well, now, we've all had some jet lag. Now, do you feel when you have jet lag, Lois, that you're coming down with a cold? I don't feel like that. I just feel sleepy.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Like, once again, this Dr. Finkelstein, I think she's tapped in on something. I actually think if you travel economy on a long-haul flight, you will oftentimes feel like you have a cold or get a cold. Whereas if you travel business class, first class, or
is that a commercial for the airline?
You're in the cockpit. You have better air.
Oh.
The airflow is better.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. maybe because you're in business class or first class, maybe they clean the washrooms more often.
I don't know about that, but I know one thing, that business class nowadays, they has it so you can lie down. To me, that's more important, not just sitting the whole time. So the fact that you can stretch out, that's the best thing about business class to me.
I feel like the health tip is here.
Yeah.
Fly business class.
But save your money. It costs a lot more nowadays. But anyway, you do have certain things. I think the worst thing about jet lag is if you have a business trip or you're doing something and you feel like you just have to go to sleep and everybody else is just starting to work. It's not very handy.
No. No, it's not very convenient for us, is it?
No.
Right. You know, I think one of the reasons why we see cold and jet lag come together, you know, if you have jet lag, I feel like maybe your immune system and your whole body is already kind of weak, and then you're with all of these people, you're much more likely to get sick.
Well, that's true, because these symptoms, these things that make you feel that way, you kind of feel like, oh, I just need to sleep. I'm tired. Sometimes you can't even sleep. You just feel tired.
Right. And, you know, some of the worst things we can do is actually nap. Because if you want to get over your jet lag, really try to stay awake in the time zone you're in and go to bed when everybody in the household goes to bed.
I know. They always try to keep people awake, say, I'm so sleepy. No, wait, don't go to sleep yet, because otherwise you'll never get over it.
Exactly.
One of the funny things, I was looking up the history of the word jet lag. One of its first usages was 1966 in the Los Angeles Times. And it was described as the feeling of having a hangover because the jet has left your body rhythms behind.
Oh, that's something, isn't it?
Which is why we call it jet
lagging
lag.
Behind.
Your body's time literally lags behind the jet.
Wow. That makes sense. That really does.
Well, it says you just kind of don't feel too well. You feel ill. You don't feel too well. Or you have mood changes. You could feel kind of sad or something, I suppose.
Or grumpy, maybe.
Grumpy.
Maybe it's like somebody's woken you up, you know, and you go, what did you wake me up for?
I'm sound asleep.
Yeah. I know when Doris mentioned about the staying awake, my family takes great delight when I'm back home trying to keep me awake till they say I can't go to bed till 9:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So they love it because, you know, they're shaking me or wake up, you know, or just
don't go to sleep now.
Yeah.
Right. Especially, I don't know about you all, but for me, jet lag, if I go another place, like when I go back to the States, I feel it around 3 o'clock and right in the afternoon.
Oh, yes, right.
And it's the worst time to take a nap.
Right. Yeah, you want to take a nap then you can't go to sleep at night.
Right.
And you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Or it's not a nap. You sleep for 6 hours.
Right. Well, it is kind of hard to know what to do. And I think a long distance, like Lois, you have to go clear over to the east part. And yeah. I go to the northwest. And it isn't quite so bad.
No.
The shorter the trip, maybe Australia is okay. Not so bad.
Yeah, I like it when we just go to Vancouver. It seems easier.
Right. Or if you just, if here in Asia and you go from someplace like Taiwan or Hong Kong and you go to Singapore, it's not that bad.
No, mm-hmm. no.
But
no,
you, not at all. You know, it depends on where you're going.
Right. Right.
So it is different in these different time zones, that's true. And we have to figure out how to get over your jet lag. And I think, as you say, most people say, stay awake until it's time for everybody to go to bed in that time zone. And that helps you get over it quicker, doesn't it?
Right.
Do you think so?
I think that would be helpful.
That would be one piece of advice that we could have. So people feel different when they have jet lag. I don't feel like I'm sick. I just feel sleepy.
Yeah, I have at times got a terrible cold,
mm-hmm.
but then I think somebody was on the plane near me with a terrible cold.
They were sneezing,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is why you have to look at my tips over here, because I have a trip that you should take things like airborne and medications like that, because if somebody is sneezing or coughing near you, you take airborne and it helps prevent it. That's why they have that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's got vitamin C in it. And so that will help.
Right. And I think a really good tip too, I know I get this from my husband, the pilot. He says, don't go to bed late the night before you're going to start your travels.
Oh, that's so hard.
It's so hard.
I know.
But so many people.
You're not ready to go.
Exactly.
Yet.
But so many people will tell you, they'll sit down on the plane and you'll ask, oh, how much sleep did you get? And they go, oh, 4 or 5 hours before they started this big long
trip.
But
can they sleep on the plane, though?
Yeah, but you know what? A really good night's sleep the night before really helps.
Right. And these are all things to help you to avoid coming down with a cold so you can actually enjoy the
that's
vacation.
True.
So get
that's
more
true.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm. That is true, because our sleep patterns, it's very hard to change from one to another.
That's right.
So this is what people don't think when their first trip, they don't think they're going to have jet lag, but then they
well,
do.
And I know for me, my early 40s, when I came here, very easy to change, very. Now, in my mid-50s, oh, it's so much more difficult.
Mm.
I really feel jet lag now, and I didn't really hardly at all before.
Well,
so
I'm
get ready, Joe.
I'm kind of used to it.
I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm getting ready.
But, Lois, I'm kind of used to it. I'm going to different countries and different places, so you can get used to it a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older like me, then you can get used to it. Okay, well, the next thing, though, that you do have to prepare some things when you travel, not just for the jet lag, but there are a lot of things that we need to prepare in case we get sick someplace. We can't always just go to a doctor or something, you know. And it might be expensive and they don't speak the right language.
Right.
Who knows? So let's read about preparing our medications and getting ready before we go. Let's take the next section.
Prepare medication. I recommend everyone has a travel bag with medical items, so they are always prepared when traveling. Travelers should prepare this ahead of time and then grab it before a trip, said Finkelstein. Finkelstein suggests travelers pack pain relievers, bandages, antacid chews, eye drops, and eardrops, just in case. Know before you go. If a trip is coming up, travelers should know what illnesses may be possible for them to come across, given the location where they are traveling, added Finkelstein. If the patient is healthy, then most illnesses may cause short-lived nuisance side effects. But if the traveler has serious or chronic medical problems, then they should be prepared.
Well, we always need to be prepared. When we travel, we think of the clothes we're going to wear and whether we need a jacket or it's hot or cold. But there's other things we have to prepare.
That's right. It's not just technology. Do I have my chargers and my toothbrush?
That's sometimes important.
I do need my toothbrush. But we
and
also,
your charger.
And my charger. But we also need medication sometimes as well.
That's true. Because in your travel bag, you have to have some medical items that you should take. And because you never know whether you can even find the right place to buy some of these simple things that you might need.
Yes, I had an experience in a very remote part of Indonesia, and we needed, actually, believe it or not, we needed some laxatives and something to, and I could not explain it, and it's very difficult. So when people tell you, I often ask people who've been to that particular country a lot, mm-hmm. what should I bring? And they usually give me a really good insight what I should bring. And, you know, we have a good list here with something for your back pain relief, so maybe a muscle relaxant.
Right.
We have bandages, antacid chews. I take Tums. We uh-huh. have eye drops. We have ear drops.
That's a lot of stuff.
Imodium, as Doris and I were talking about, for diarrhea.
Very, yeah, right. That's very important.
Laxatives for the opposite of diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And I make sure nowadays, do not forget a good sunscreen. And also I have always get an afterburn aloe vera gel.
You got a big bag there.
So, something, because my wife Carolyn, whenever we travel, she prepares, it's like almost a small little lunchbox that just has just
everything
personal
in it, right?
Size.
It's a first aid kit.
Almost like a first aid kit. It's our travel first aid kit, we like to call it.
Right.
And it's really important, you know, talking about Indonesia, when we went with a travel group to India, you know, India is very chaotic and there are food issues there. So having that's really important.
Yeah. That's true. You have to prepare those things, and you never know when you're going to need them. You say, well, I take them and I don't need them. But the time you don't take them is when you're going to need them.
And I find I always take something just in case for a sore throat, because if it develops into strep, you're probably strep throat. You're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, you'll be in a lot of trouble. This is true. This is why they say to keep up your immune system with your fruits and vegetables before you go.
And good sleeps before you go.
And it's good to take a lot of vitamin C because it keeps up your immune system. But you don't wait until you get sick and take it. You take it every day.
Plan
to
ahead.
Keep it up. Right. And so take these things with you. Be sure you take them. And it says know before you go what illnesses might be possible in that place. If certain places are not very sanitary, then you have to be sure and take some Imodium in case you do get diarrhea.
Right. You know, as an American, I often have to remember, don't drink the water, you know, because the United States, maybe Canada is
exactly
this way.
Same. Turn on the tap, drink the water.
You can turn on the faucet, drink water, no problem. But in Asia, that's not the case.
Well, another thing that I heard when I first came to Asia was, before you eat anything in another country, or especially if it's strange, drink some hot tea first. Mm. And they say if you drink hot tea, what happens is it gets the juices going in your stomach so that when these germs go, they will go through and they won't stay in your body. Mm. So before you're going to eat anything strange, drink some hot tea. That's Doris's advice over there. I put it on a checklist, right? So those are important things to do. And sometimes these illnesses aren't bad, but they can become serious, and you don't know where you can go to hospitals and doctors. It's a nuisance, isn't it?
Right. And we just really do have to make sure you're drinking bottled water. It has to be purified water, because if it isn't, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And, you know, I had friends that thought for sure they went to a country in Southeast Asia, and they were told, don't even brush your teeth with the water. They did brush their teeth with the water, and all those men got so sick.
Oh. Is that right?
And, you know, if you're not healthy and strong already, a small nuisance, a little tiny annoying problem, can turn into a really serious crisis.
Well, that's true, right. Well, and, you know, actually, as far as water goes, if you don't happen to have bottled water, you can't find it right away. If you're in some hotels, they often will have a little kind of a hot water pot.
Yeah, kettle.
They'll have a kettle.
Electric kettle.
You can make coffee in. So you could just boil the tap water in that kettle first and then drink that water.
Yeah, use that electric kettle. And even if it shuts off automatically, start it again.
That's what I do.
You can do that when you travel, too. It might be kind of a nuisance to do some of these things, but if you don't, it's going to be a nuisance to be sick. You don't want to be sick when you get there. It's very, very important. So, and if you have some of your own chronic medical problems, if you need something or other, be sure and take enough medication. Yeah. Don't plan on going to the drugstore and buying
it. No, I always have to take my own prescriptions with me for sure. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's very important. If you have a chronic illness and you know you need prescriptions, make sure you are filled up to date, and ready to go.
That's right.
And somebody like myself, folks, if you wear contact lenses, make sure you have your contact lens fluid and your case, because you often can't buy that in certain remote areas of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're scaring everybody now, but
getting them ready.
Getting them ready so that you are prepared. And, you know, the next part here is talking about something else you need to do. And we mentioned some of these things about hydrating and resting and eating right. Let's take the rest of this lesson and find out what it tells us.
Hydrate, rest, and eat right. Some simple ways to ensure you don't get sick on your next trip. Drink plenty of fluids. Be well rested. And make sure you're consuming foods rich in nutrients. When we let our routines change, including changes in sleep habits, eating and drinking, and not exercising, we can become more susceptible to germs, Finkelstein notes. In public places, do your best to keep your hands off your face at all times, as this is how most germs are spread, she added.
Well, we're on the last part of this article today. We've enjoyed this travel article, and it's great to have it in the month of December because a lot of people start, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, start traveling to warmer spots.
That's right.
And let's just be prepared, and this article is preparing us. So now we're looking at hydrate, rest, and eat right.
Hydrate.
This is so important. We don't drink enough fluids, and especially when we're traveling, it's easy enough to just let that little server go by and not take water while you're traveling on a long flight, long haul. And so drinking...
There's a reason for that. You don't know where you're going to find the next bathroom.
But having plenty of fluids in our system is so important.
That's true. And be sure, though, that it is clean water. Like
exactly. We really emphasize that today, that you have to have clean, pure water. And as Joe mentioned here on the airplane, there is clean water.
Yes.
They're serving it to you.
Yes.
And thankfully, there is a washroom. Just hopefully there's not too much of a line.
A line.
No, that's right. But, you know, also you need to get rest when you're traveling and eat good food and so forth. Because sometimes you think, you know, it's not very important, but you want to keep well.
And this can be very difficult if you have a packed itinerary.
Right.
But rest is so important.
That's true. Because our routines that we usually do, they change. Even our sleeping habits. And I know, like at home, I eat more vegetables because I know I'm supposed to. But when I travel, there's not always a lot of vegetables around. You're eating bread or sandwiches,
yeah.
And it's harder to get the vegetables sometimes.
I really find that because there's certain parts of the world that don't eat as much raw vegetables, or they don't have salads, or we shouldn't eat them, or they're, you know, we have a, sometimes when you're traveling, especially certain parts of the world, we all know, oh, I've eaten too much fried food or too much deep fried food.
You gotta be careful of the fresh vegetables sometimes too.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And then because we don't exercise as much because we're, you know, we're doing different things. We're not home.
Right. And you already feel tired, so you're not inclined to work out or take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think sometimes it's really good when you're planning your itinerary to think, okay, this day we're going to do a lot of hiking.
We're going biking or
and
something.
And biking and things. And the next day we'll see museums or go to a live theater.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, that's
we'll
good.
Say switch it up, right?
Right.
In other words, one day you're doing something completely different than the other day.
And remember here that we come susceptible. Now that word is in line 7, and that's a pretty interesting word.
Right. Susceptible just means that we're weak to, that you're more likely to have that issue. You could be affected by something.
Right. And we are susceptible to things when we travel, and sometimes we don't get enough sleep, so the germs might bother us more than
right.
when we, you know.
Yeah. Right. Or, you know, I've done this before. I think I'm going to a hot place, but I forget how cool the airplane can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to pack a light sweater.
Right.
And now I have a cold, but all I needed to do was bring a light sweater with
That's
me.
That's true.
Right. And the other last little tip here was, you know, public places, there are a lot of germs. You're touching a lot of things that have been touched by other people. Keep your hands away from your face.
That's true. And then be careful that if you've been touching a lot of public places, don't eat things like sandwiches without washing your hands first.
Good point.
Keep your hands clean.
And like they try to tell us in a lot of Northeast Asia now, make sure you wash your hands with soap and water.
That's
Just
true.
Rinsing with water, that doesn't cut it. They actually say if paper towel is available, dry your hands with paper towel.
Yes, that's much better.
It's much better. And they were really pushing this in the hospitals in Canada when I was just visiting relatives
true.
In the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So I learned something new.
They have this one little tip here, too, about not only environment, but political climate. We have to be very careful. People don't realize that if you go to some place like in Thailand and you try to sit on some kind of idol and take a picture, you might get taken in to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be very careful that you know culturally what you don't do in that place. You might get in trouble.
Right.
And women, I'm just going to remind you, you cannot dress the same way in certain parts of the world
Cover
in
yourself
other
more.
Parts of the
right.
world. So mm-hmm. be sure you know the dress code of the country.
Right. Bring something along in case you need to put it over your clothes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, these are just little tips, and we hope that you will stay healthy, but you'll go to some of these exciting places we've mentioned and many others that are around about. Have a good time traveling and stay healthy.
Right, and we really want to hear about your adventure, so write to us.
Yep, we hope you travel without a hitch.
And look at our websites and our Facebook and our MBAT Studio Classroom, and be sure to come back every day as we discuss things together in advance. So goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.